Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight-loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight-loss. PlushCare.com/weight-loss.
Hey everyone, the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for four trophies and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Roberts.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew.
Features. And interviews.
Yeah, I played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool at Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join Redmen Plus and get yourself more Redmen content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it has been. Come and join us over on RedmenPlus.com. It is a streaming service built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are two tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Redmen TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise. Oh yes, and live show tickets as well. Redmen Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to redmenplus.com.
Based on one of the topics that I've had in a recent Club Legend show out on Friday, watch it. We were talking about our favourite cult heroes going around and sort of about in Liverpool. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on sort of who are your most memorable cult heroes. If you had to pick one cult hero that you would say is your favourite, who would it be? Basically, I also wanted to pick this topic and I'll kind of give my initial answer anyway.
Go for it, mate.
Because I wanted a massive Dirk Origi loving because he's the ultimate cult hero, legend, whatever what you want to call him. He comes out after playing for very limited minutes and then scores against the Everton. I think he pretty much, and I'm convinced of this, he was brought into Liverpool. No one knew about this. The transfer committee, Divock Origi, Divock Origi's mother, no one knew about this. But he was brought into Liverpool to relegate Everton. And I think that makes him more of a cult hero than anyone else possibly could. All of his goals, all of his moments, his injury against Unai Emery, his goals against Dortmund, all of those just lead to him relegating Everton, which is why they're going to get relegated and then Origi's going to leave the football club. It's written in the stars. He's going to walk into the sunset and we're never going to see him play football ever again.
Unfortunately, Jeff, I think the dog of war might have something to say about that, the one that was getting paraded around like an Egyptian.
You know, I thought until yesterday that dog had no back legs because you just couldn't see them, and I saw Pet's photo and oh, it's got back legs.
Just a normal dog. Innocent dog.
Just normal men.
Innocent men.
But yeah, I just kind of wondered what your takes on talking about Origi or any other cult heroes, just sort of putting that out there, I guess.
Abubakar Siddiqui Kamara. TT Kamara. He is the absolute pinnacle of cult heroes for me. Sorry, was the pinnacle of cult heroes until Divock Origi came along.
Is Divock Origi a cult hero, though?
Yeah.
Is he not too good to be a cult hero?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think he's a cult hero because, like, look, if Salah scores against all the teams that he does, it's just Salah being Salah. But the reason it's so enjoyable is they weren't expecting Divock Origi to knock Barcelona out of the Champions League because he's not a first teamer.
And break them.
Yeah, they were done because of that. So, but like, you know, for just speak about somebody different for a bit. Titi Kamara was the first cult hero that I had at Liverpool Football Club. You know, I remember him playing against.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
West Ham, the day after his dad died, and scoring the winner and dropping to his knees, and he was just in floods of tears. Like, he was just a cult hero. But other than that, I'll tell you the truth, I can't really remember anything else that he did. Mm. It was a long time ago. It was like, it was probably late 90s or something. I just remember him being a cult hero, and when I talk about him, my face lights up. And I can't remember why, but these are just natural things that my body does.
Nice. I've probably few. Is Joe Matip a cult hero?
No, he's too good.
No, I think he's better than a cult hero.
Ask me if Divock Origi was too good to be a cult hero, and you're telling me that the second best centre half in the league, the one who was actually playing for 6 months better than Virgil van Dijk this season, is a cult hero?
Nat Phillips
is a cult hero. 100%.
And Nat Phillips or Lucas Leiva, actually. Lucas Leiva is a cult
hero. Lucas Leiva was here for 10 years. He's not a cult hero. He was just bosh.
Okay, Nat Phillips. Nat Phillips. Talking about Taki Mina being the reason we're in a quadruple, Nat Phillips is one of them as well.
Yeah. We won't win the Champions League this year, but for our goalkeeper scoring a header.
Yeah.
Imagine that's the reason.
Yeah.
That's the fucking reason. Because our goalkeeper came up and nutted one in.
Yeah.
That's when we win the Champions League. Imagine if he bookended it and scored one in the Champions League as well.
And the final, the winner.
Finishes it.
Yeah. He definitely makes a save in the 90th minute to win us the game.
Yeah.
That's what Alisson does. That's what he does in the Champions League final.
And I struggle to think of anyone else. Yeah, I think because there's obviously like Colo Torre.
Jimmy Traore.
Bit of a
cult hero. People say Dudek is a cult hero, but I never got it. He was just the first teamer for 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, he went a bit crap at the end as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And in between.
I mean, he's cult in that, like, he produced probably one of the best double saves you've ever seen in your life against the best striker on the planet at the time, and he absolutely didn't have that skill set in him.
No. And he more or less took the penalties racing around. He was that far off his fucking line.
Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose he is cult for that. Louis Garcia is a cult hero.
That's big moments, big goals, big games.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Ironically, it's the anniversary of the ghost goal today.
Is it?
17 years.
No.
Yeah.
That was good. That's nice.
I was well in my 20s then as well, and 17 years ago. Well,
what about Dirk Hout? Does he class as a cult hero, or is he too good for it?
I think he's too good for a cult hero. I think we've probably nailed most of them that I can remember, to be honest with you.
Is there anyone besides Divock Origi current who's a cult hero? Well, I'm not sure he's not there anymore. Was he a cult hero?
No. I saw one of the articles I was looking at when I typed in LFC cult heroes, because it's easy to do because you just forget players. Yeah. Like a fucking...
dinosaur.
No, puppet.
Okay.
Yeah. you can't see this, Jeff. I'm typing like a puppet. One of them came up as like stinging a Bjorn to me, and I was like, the lad got like something ridiculous, like 17 assists from left back in a season.
Did he?
Yeah. He was our left back for years, or left wing back, I suppose it was then.
Then he got like Eric Meyer. Was he just crap?
He was just crap.
Yeah, Biscan, like, just crap.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just crap.
Yeah.
Does someone count? Like, does Alberto Moreno count? Would he class as one? Because I think he's...
Let's just drop the cult and say, is he a hero for any reason, Jeff? And if you can give me it when he played at Liverpool, the reason that he would call him a hero.
I was going to say the reason was the Man United, get out, get out, because I think that's it. That is a peak scout thing.
Cheeky on his debut versus Tottenham, didn't he? And that was pretty much it.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah, look, anyone who loses as a European Cup final, not a cult hero in my book.
That's fair.
Like, that's especially when he used to play for the other side, and then he was a cult hero for them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Me, yeah. Like, he's a cult hero for them, not for us.
Carries for Madrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're going Jith's way of doing it. He did against Manchester United, shouting get out, was all of us, but that doesn't make him a cult hero.
No. Yeah.
Not when he lost his European final.
No.
It's expected threat and your negative expected
James Milner
threat.
A cult hero.
Is James Milner a cult hero? No. James Milner is up there for our best ever free transfer.
Okay.
Along with dun 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 Steho shout, and I think it's a brilliant shout.
John
don't matter.
Yeah. 100%.
So who was yours? Yours was Origi. Yours is
Did I go Nat Phillips?
I'm gonna go Origi as well.
Oh yeah, it's Origi, yeah.
Okay.
Dance is Origi.
Are you typing?
No, just tapping.
So Divock Origi is the ultimate cult hero at Liverpool Football Club. I think we can all agree. So there you go. That has been a mass debate. Jith holding on to me, holding on to Ross in a mass debate.
Touching hands.
There you go. To see the rest of the show, go over to Red Men Plus, where we talk, obviously, about Liverpool and where they need to strengthen next summer. Yes, we go into it in depth and detail on that, who we think's going to be going out, who we think's going to be coming in. We talk about whether we should be offering James Milner a new contract as well. It was a pretty easy discussion, that one, to be fair. And you've obviously just watched the section on Liverpool's all-time cult heroes. Get over to Red Men Plus, scan that QR code, get over and be with us while we enjoy the rest of this incredible season.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.